welcome to the wonderful world of Disney, audition episode 5.
Yep.
So many audition episodes.
I know. It's getting crazy.
I know. And so we originally had 5 spots left.
And yes, but unfortunately one of our people had to drop. And so we now have 6 spots open.
Yeah. So, tonight we have 6 auditions. Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say?
Not really.
Before we get started?
Let's just get started.
I do.
Oh, what do you have to say?
Yesterday evening, I recorded part of an episode with Dylan of Discourse with Dylan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You were mentioned in it quite a bit.
Oh, goodness. Is that where the whole weird we are not two different people thing came from? He still doesn't believe I'm real.
Well, we were talking about that, and then he brought up the fact that you said no to him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to go listen to this. I will do that shortly.
It's not up, but what? I don't think it's going to be up for a while because he's not going to be on this weekend.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah. You're mentioned in it quite a bit. And he calls me Audrey, like, 4 times. But, yeah, he still thinks we're the same person.
Well, that's at least an improvement. He used to think I was Bright Disaster in disguise.
Well, that's what I said. I asked him about that, and he's like, yeah, I thought they were.
He thought I was made up, because I was supposed to co-judge Positively Charged Season 1 with him. And then, like, it was the end of senior year, and I got super-duper busy. And so I just never had time. So I just, I kept having to, like, flake out on him, oh, I'll do it next week. And then it just never happened. I mean, I did, like, one little announcement, hi, I'm real, and then I never followed through. So I felt really bad about that. But that's the whole reason I'm on VH, is he dragged me on to help him out with that, and then that never happened. But I stayed on VH, and lo and behold.
Yay! So, I guess we'll get started then.
Yeah.
So, tonight we have 6 people, and the first audition is... Okay, it's...
I'm just going to call her Angelic Tones.
That's what I'm going to do, because she has XX on her thing.
Yeah, but like, then before and after her name.
Just Angelic Tones.
So we're just going to call her Angelic Tones.
It's easier.
Yeah.
She's from YouTube. Pretty excited.
I'm on YouTube now!
Yes, Audrey is on YouTube now!
I mean, I've had a channel for, like, 3 or 4 months, and I just never got around to putting anything on it, and then the other day I put something on it, so I have 2 videos up now, actually. I have one that is just a song with a little graphic thing that Charisse made for me, and then the other video is actually me sitting there talking. Yes.
It's Audrey, face. Not me.
It's yeah, it's, Audrey. It's my face, okay? Dylan, you want proof that I'm real? Go to my YouTube channel. It's AudreyGoLightly13, same as my username on VH. Go look it up. I am real. You can see me. I'm a nerd. Sad but true. Anyway, so let's get started with Angelic Tones, shall we?
Yes. Her song is The World Above from
The Little Mermaid musical.
Yes.
I looked it up this time.
Mm-hmm. Aha. Yay! Because I was even thinking, I was like, uh-oh, another song Audrey's not going to know.
Uh-oh, musicals. But and then I looked it
her
up.
Monologue.
And then her monologue was Jasmine distracting Jafar so Aladdin could try to get the lamp.
Yes.
Which I just watched that movie yesterday. Or not yesterday. Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I just watched... What did I watch the other day? I watched Tarzan the other day.
Cool. See, I'm going back and watching all the old Disney movies now because of you people.
Yay!
I'm reliving my childhood, so thank you.
Yay! Okay, so here is Angelic Tone's audition.
This is where I belong, beneath the clear white blue here. I feel completely new here in the world above. It's like my life was wrong, and somehow now at last I'm in my own skin. Up here in the world above, there's so much light here, light and space, the sun so bright here upon my face. It feels so right here, warm as love. Life seems to be almost calling to me from this strange new world above. Jafar. I never realized how incredibly handsome you are. You're tall, dark, well-dressed, and I love those eyebrows. They're so angled, and those cute little gaps between your teeth, and your beard is so twisted. You've stolen my heart. What street rat?
Okay, and that was Angelic Tones. Would you like to go first, or would you like me to? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, really.
I guess I can go first. I don't think I've ever gone first at the beginning of an episode.
I don't think you have.
Well, it's time to break tradition.
Yes.
All right. For your song, basically I just have, because I'm trying to keep my critiques short because I know they were really, really long before.
I am too. I limited my amount of space I have to write.
Same here. You have a pretty tone and you have very good vibrato, but your voice sounds kind of thin, like kind of weak. You just need to work on breath support to fill your sound out and for a little bit more vocal power. You had a little bit of a nasal quality to your voice, but I think that's just your natural voice. On the phrase bright here, it sounded like you bumped into your microphone or something. But other than that, I liked it. For your acting, again, you had some sort of mic noises. I thought you had pretty good emotion with your, like, seductive tone. Jafar would definitely have been distracted. but, yeah. I think that's all I have.
Oh, my gosh, that was so short.
I know! Okay. That's like nano critique.
That was, like, I don't even... Was that even, like, a minute long?
I don't even know.
That's, like, 3 minutes off right there. No, I'm kidding.
Probably.
okay, so I have for your song. I have to that you were too, like, your voice was too soft and there were parts that was, like, nasal. Your vowels sounded nice except for one word.
Oh, when you said belong, that sounded strained.
And then you went kind of sharp at some points. And yeah, I did hear a puff in like the middle of it or a bump or something. For your monologue, I thought you sounded really cute yet seductive, and I did hear a bump toward the end, but other than that, I liked it. I thought you did really well with it. Question, was that monologue fully in the movie?
Yes, it was.
I don't remember parts of that. Like, I remember, like, the beard part, but I don't remember the part, like, about his teeth and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I didn't either, but I was watching it, Tuesday. I keep wanting to say yesterday. I was watching it Tuesday, and, you mostly can't hear that part, because he's, like, talking at the same time, telling her to keep going.
Oh.
And I think that's while the camera is, like, panned off of, and, well, camera, it's animated, but anyway, I think yeah. That's why, while the screen is focused on Aladdin trying to get the lamp, either that or mm-hmm. Abu keeping Iago's mouth shut, so that Jafar won't notice what's going on behind them. So I don't think it was focusing on Jafar, so it was kind of quieter to begin with. So.
Yeah, because I remember like the part about his beard and all that stuff, but I didn't remember the part like about his teeth.
Yeah.
It's like okay. But yeah, so we did that really fast. Okay. yeses or noes?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too.
Woo! Woo! Now we're back to 5 spots.
Yes. okay, so next up is Musical-tastic. She sang Gospel Truth from the movie Hercules, and her monologue is the little acting scene right before the song. Here is Musical-tastic's audition.
Will you listen to him? He's making our story sound like some Greek tragedy. Lighten up, dude. We'll take it from here, darling. We are the Muses. Goddesses of the arts and proclaimers of heroes. Heroes like Hercules. Honey, you mean Hunkules. Whoo, I'd like to make some sweet music with him. Our story actually begins long before Hercules, many eons ago. Back when the world was new, and planet Earth was down on its luck, and everywhere gigantic brutes called Titans ran amok. It was a nasty place. There was a mess wherever you stepped, where chaos reigned and earthquakes and volcanoes never slept. And then along came Zeus, he hurled his thunderbolt. He zapped, locked those suckers in a vault. They're trapped in on his own, stopped chaos in its tracks. And that's a gospel
the
truth.
The man was too type A to just relax.
And that's the world's first dish. Zeus tamed the globe while still in his youth. Though, honey, it may seem impossible, that's the gospel truth. I'm on Olympus, life was neat and smooth as sweet vermouth. Though, honey, it may seem impossible, that's the gospel truth.
Okay, that was Musical-tastic. I go first this time because you went first. For the first time?
For the first time ever, I went first at the beginning of an episode, so now it's your turn to go first.
Oh, goodness, this is so weird. Okay. for your speaking part, I thought some of the lines sounded like you were reading them a little, and they weren't, like, it wasn't, like, as much of a natural flow. And I thought your emotions were good, but there were some lines that could have been brought out more. Your singing. Once it switched from the speaking at the beginning to the song, it got quiet, or no, louder? Louder. Yeah, the audio for the song was, like, louder. And then, what do I have? Hang on. Oh, your acting during the song I really liked. And I thought, like, this was nice because, like, you kind of did it, the song a little different than it normally is. Well, obviously, because you don't have, like, seven people. But, you did a little different, and I really like that. Like, I thought that was really nice for the audition. But there were, the only problem I really had with it were there were a few parts that I heard that were, that did get flat, because there are parts where you would have to stay, you would stay on the same note for a little while, and then you would go flat. That's all I have. Your turn.
Alright, for your acting, one of your muses, like the one that had the biggest talking part, really got really quiet. Thought you had good voices, good character voices and emotion. Kudos for taking on the muses. Yeah. One person taking on seven gospel singing black women. That's crazy. So yeah, it's hard to do, but congrats for trying, and you did pretty well. For your singing, I thought you had kind of low energy starting off, but it got better. It built and got better as you went through. I wish you could have differentiated a little more between the different muses when you were singing, but I have this down. Needs more sass. You know, it sounded like in a lot of places, really, you were focused more on getting the lyrics than the emotion. And so you could have brought the levels, the emotional levels up a little bit and gotten that sassiness in there. And again, because I'm using my headphones, really, I caught a bunch of puffs on like the impossible parts, stuff like that, where you have like the consonants that naturally make puffs anyway. Yeah, but that's just me being picky because of my earphones. That's all I have.
Awesome.
Yeses or noes?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes as well.
Woo!
Woohoo! Now we're down to four spots.
Yeah.
You people better watch out.
Watch out, people. All right. So next up is Luna Maria. Right? Yes. Luna Maria.
Yes. For a second there, I read that name, and for a second there, I freaked out because my mom has a coworker whose name is Maria Luna.
Whoa.
And so I'm like, wait a minute, what is my mom's coworker doing auditioning for this? And then I heard it, and it's like, oh, that's not her at all.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
So,
her monologue was from Cinderella, mm-hmm. right before the dream is a wish your heart makes, actually. I believe.
Yep.
And then her song was When Will My Life Begin? The reprise.
She both actually did the reprises.
Both the reprises, one of which is only on the soundtrack.
Yeah. Yep.
Which I only knew that because I stumbled across it last night on YouTube while I had Tangled songs stuck in my head last night before I started this, because I had to update my iTunes, and so it took like 30 minutes trying to update that.
Jeez.
And so I was listening to Tangled songs on YouTube while I waited.
I have the Tangled soundtrack on my iPod.
I want it.
Yeah.
That is definitely going on my Christmas wish list, if nothing else.
All right. So, I guess we will get on with her audition. So here is Luna Maria's audition.
Oh, that clock. Old Killjoy. I hear you. Come on, get up, you say. Time to start another day. Even he orders me around. Well, there's one thing. They can't order me to stop dreaming. I've got my mother's love. I shouldn't ask for more. I've got so many things I should be thankful for. Yes, I have everything. Except, I guess, a door. Perhaps it's better that I stay in. But tell me, when will my life begin? Look at the world so close, and I'm halfway to it. Look at the world so big, do I even dare? Look at me here at last, I just have to do it. Should I know? Here I go. Just smell the grass, the dirt, just like I dreamed they'd be. Just feel the summer breeze, the way it's calling me. And for the first time ever, I'm completely free. I could go running and racing and dancing and chasing and leaping and bounding, hair flying, heart pounding and splashing and reeling and finally feeling. Now's when my life begins.
Okay, and that was Luna Maria's audition. You go first.
Oh, I do?
Yes.
This is so weird. Everything is backwards. Okay, for your acting, I thought it needed better emotion. Your phrasing was good, but you needed to be a little more cheerful, you know, a little more cheery and kind of, I don't know, dreaming sounding. Because, you know, it's Cinderella. And also, something was weird with your mic quality to me.
Yeah, I was, like, there were parts that, I think it was because of her quality, there were parts that were, like, fuzzy and...
Yeah. For your song, I thought you had good energy, but, again, lacking in emotion. You picked pretty much one of the most emotion-filled songs in Tangled. Because, like, it goes kind of... It's almost like the bipolar monologue. It goes a little bit back and forth. Because at first she's all hesitant, song. And then she's all, wow, you know?
It's a bipolar song.
It is. And then you were just kind of... It felt to me like you were just kind of all one level all the way through. But you did both of the reprises. Kudos. Which it's a good thing I heard the first one.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I wouldn't have known where that came from. Just like the getting trampled by a rhino line in Mother Gothel's song, like, the other day. I was like, I don't remember that. Oh, and whenever you said, when will my life begin? I don't know if it was your mic quality making it indistinct or something, but it almost sounded like you were saying lies instead of life. And for a second there, that made you sound Asian, and I was like, what? Because I don't know if you're Asian or not, but I was like, I'm not sure. Anyway, that's all I have.
Okay. I have for your monologue. The main thing I have is emotion. She's, you know, Cinderella, and she dreams a lot. And that's about, yeah, what Audrey basically said earlier, describing that. So I think you needed emotion. Yeah, your, audio quality was a little strange. But that's what I mainly have for your monologue, is you need to be more outspoken with it and more emotion into it. For your songs, I thought some of the notes were a little too high for you. The higher ones, when you try to reach them, you'd, like, peek at them and, yeah, they were just, like, too, I thought they were just too high for you. This is a, again, like, well, the first reprise, not as much, but the second one is an acting song, just like Mother Knows Best, and needed to be way more emotional with it. Like, you had good energy, you just needed more emotions. There were a few parts I thought you were nasally, and the last note you were kind of shaky. But other than that, yeah, that's what I have.
All right.
So
this is a nose.
Our nose. Grr! Stupid pen. Sorry. So yeses or noes. Oh my gosh, my pen's not working! No!
There. Okay. I don't know. I'm gonna have to say no.
Yeah, I'm gonna say no as well.
Yeah. So, what I have to say to Luna Maria is re-audition!
Yes.
Okay. Because we are obviously going to have more spots left.
Yes, we are. We're going to have at least one.
At least one now. All right. What?
If at all possible, see if you can find a better mic. I don't know what kind you're using. It sounds like you may be using like the built-in one in your laptop, which usually those aren't really very good quality.
Use a ghetto mic.
Yes, use a Rock Band mic if you have one, or whatever kind of game console singing microphone you have, because those are actually, they're fairly cheap. You know, they're not usually more than about $10 if you have to go buy one.
And they actually work.
They're really pretty good quality for the little such little things. I've been using mine since I figured out I could use it.
Me too.
So.
All right. Next up.
Sponsor. Haha, not really.
I wish.
I know, right?
Get paid for doing this?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Of course, then we'd have to pay them too, the contestants. I don't want to share my money.
Oh my gosh, your mic's going all freaky.
What?
Okay, now it's back to normal. It was going all freaky. You sounded like a robot.
I was kind of far away from it for a second. I don't know what the deal is.
You sounded like a robot. It was creepy. Okay, anyway.
Let me make sure
not doing
my mic
it anymore.
Is plugged in right or something.
So, next up is Pandanimation.
Yeah, Pandanimation 9.
I always want to say Panda Animation. I don't know why. But I think of Panda and not Panned Animation.
Well, I think that's where it comes from. So let's just call him Panda.
You're getting the nickname Panda.
Yes, we're going to call you Panda for short. Makes our lives easier.
Yeah, and whatever's easier on us is best.
Always.
Her monologue is Jessie from Toy Story. And her song is When Will My Life Begin Reprise? Woo!
I think that's the first time we've had a duplicate in the same episode, isn't it?
I think, yeah. And I think this is weird because last week with the whole... what were we talking about? Last week we were talking something about Tangled. And we were like, you said something you wanted to hear. Oh, no, it was Janie Girly. You said you wanted to hear her do Rapunzel. Okay, that was actually two episodes ago, but whatever. And now we have these two Rapunzels.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
But I mean, out of so all the pages, songs in Disney, what are the odds that we would have two people do one song and the same song in a single episode? Just,
jeez.
I mean, do you know how many songs there are in the Disney universe?
A whole friggin' lot. A lot. They're not just in movies. They're in
Broadway musicals and TV shows and theme parks and such.
Everywhere. Okay. So, yeah. Here is Panda's audition.
Yes, Panda.
Let me guess. Andy's a real special kid. And to him, you're his buddy, his best friend. And when he plays with you, it's like, even though you're not moving, you feel like you're alive. Because that's how he sees you. Emily was just the same. She was my whole world. Never forget kids like Emily or Andy, but they forget you. Look at the world so close, and I'm halfway to it. Look at it all so big, do I even dare? Look at me, there at last, I just have to do it. Should I? No. Here I go. Just smell the grass, the dirt, just like I dream they'd be. Just feel that summer breeze, the way it's calling me. For like the first time ever, I'm completely free. I could go running and racing and dancing and chasing and leaping and bounding, hair flying, heart pounding and splashing and reeling and finally feeling. Now's when my life begins.
Okay, and that was Panda's audition. I'm not calling him in the ring. So, I want to say you go first,
you
but
go
I do.
First, I think.
Yes,
you
I do.
You do go first.
Right? Yes. Yeah, okay. For your monologue, I thought your voice fit the character pretty well. The only thing I have, which I've had, like, for every single one is, and I have them for monologues a lot, is emotion. You got the emotion down, but, like, she's just, like, really, Jessie's, I don't know, like, depressed.
Yeah, she gets, she's, like, really cynical at that point.
Yeah, she's kind of...
just almost angry.
She's angry and depressed and some words that probably aren't Disney appropriate, so I'm not going to say that. But, so I just thought you need to bring the emotion across more. And then the last line of that monologue, where is that? Because I thought it was like the, her second to last line, and then the song started.
I don't remember.
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? Because that line came up and I was like, whoa, where did that come from?
It
was something about like when they leave
you
and all that.
You never forget kids like Emily or Andy, but they forget you.
They forget you?
Where is that? I think that's in there.
Because I thought it was...
That may be after the song, actually.
She was my... Maybe it is. Because I remember she says, she was my whole world, and then the song starts.
I think that is after the song. I think that's where that came from.
I don't know.
I'll look it up later.
I don't know.
Gracious.
Okay. So... For your song. What was I talking about when I wrote this? I can't even I don't understand this. Oh, some of your, well, that's because I misspelled two words the wrong way. Okay.
Ow. Don't hurt yourself.
Some of your notes, I just hit my bed. Okay. Some of the notes were, which I had like the last one, were too high for you, and you went a little sharp. Is this the first time today that I'm mentioning vowels?
No, I don't think it is. I think you've mentioned them
it
before.
Isn't? Oh, I was hoping to go for, like, a record. Okay. Vowels. When you would say me, be, free, those kind of words, it was really strange sounding. So all when you would have E's at the end of your words, they all sounded really strange. So round those. And then there were a few times towards the end that you did go off the melody of the song. So I don't know. I guess you weren't going or listening to a track while you were doing that. But yeah, you did go off a little bit. And then I thought your last note was held out pretty well. It just needed to be a little stronger. That's what I have. Yeah.
Okay. For the acting, I thought you had good emotion, but it could have been brought out a little bit more. On that last line on the you never forget bit at the beginning, I wish you could have enunciated that a little bit better. Because it just kind of like slurred together a little bit to me. Otherwise, you did a good job. You make a good Jessie. But, again, I don't know if I was the only one to notice this, but I thought there was something weird with your mic quality.
Yeah.
And it was actually worse on your singing. You sounded, like, kind of far away and I heard a little bit of background noise, so it, like, maybe you did a noise removal or something on it, or tried to. But again, you picked one of the most, like, bipolar, emotion-filled songs in Tangled, and kind of stayed one level to me. It sounded like you were holding back, actually. And then at the part in where it, like, kind of pauses and changes direction in the middle, it sounded like you changed keys a little bit. The like, verb list at the end, the whole running and racing, hair flying, so forth, that sounded, like, a little bit rushed, like you were focused on the words and not the emotion again. I think I said that on someone else earlier. Yeah. I think that's all I have, though.
Okie doke.
There's something else here, but I can't read it. What? It's really tiny.
Neither of us can read what we wrote.
That's terrible. This could be something super important, but it's so small I can't see it. Of course, my vision is terrible anyway. But, yeah, so.
So, yeses or noes?
I'm gonna have to say no.
I am too.
So, no. So that's two spots for next week.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
We better get these
spots
filled.
Yeah, come on, people, get to it. We want to get started already.
We
want to
start.
This is getting insane.
Yeah. So, next up is Dirksy!
A re-audition!
Yay!
It makes me feel good when people re-audition.
Me too. Brownie points for you!
Yay! Everybody loves brownie points.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they're good for, but they sound like they would taste good, so.
They're just good.
Yeah, they're just good things in general.
Yeah. All right. So, she kind of switched it up a little bit on this audition.
Yeah.
Her monologue this time is the whale scene from Finding Nemo with Dory.
Yes, which last time her song was Dory.
Yes.
And her acting scene was I forget what it was.
This is Beth. Nala.
Oh, yeah. It was Nala again.
Yes.
Which we actually didn't have either Nala or the merchant this week.
I know!
We had two When Will My Life Begin reprises, but we didn't have either of the two that have been kind of coming back to us this whole time, so.
I know, it was so strange.
I know. Most unusual.
So, what am I talking about?
I'd kind of like to hear the Nala scene from Simba's point of view, not that I think he says much.
Yeah, I don't think he really says much.
But if he did, it would be interesting to hear it from his point of view instead of Nala's.
It would.
Since,
but anyway, her song, which we still haven't said, is Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid. Mermaid. I said that weird. So she even said in her thing that her theme for her audition was like an underwater thing.
Yeah.
So, I guess we should just get started.
You know,
on
it's kind of funny. Isn't one of our themes for one of the rounds pick a song and a scene that you think go together? She should have saved this for that. Gosh.
Jeez.
Psh, getting ahead of the game, aren't you?
Overachieving. No, I'm kidding.
Anyway, here is Dirksy's audition.